on trial. I'm Lisa Lacerra, Fox News. A veteran of the NYPD has been convicted for his role in the Capitol riot.
Thomas Webster, a veteran of the NYPD, was convicted by a federal jury today. His case set precedence as being the first defendant tried for assault, as well as the first to use a self-defense argument, saying that he was trying to protect himself from what he called a rogue cop who started the confrontation by punching Webster in the face. The D.C. Metro officer, Noah Rathbun, testified he did not start the fight with Webster, who was initially indicted by a grand jury on counts including assault with a dangerous weapon, a metal flagpole. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
This is the House panel investigating the riot is requesting interviews with Republicans Mo Brooks, Andy Biggs, and Ronnie Jackson, all close allies of former President Trump. Committee chairs Benny Thompson and Liz Cheney say several members of Congress have information about the facts, circumstances, and causes of January 6th. President Biden met with the parents of Austin Tice, an American journalist kidnapped in Syria nearly a decade ago.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Tice family has met with other senior administration officials over the past year, but Mark and Deborah Tice were guests at Saturday's White House Correspondents' Dinner. President Biden, in his remarks, told them he would like to meet with them.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is back at the Capitol after leading a surprise delegation trip to Ukraine, where they met with President Volodymyr Zelensky. She vowed the U.S. has more to do to help Ukraine fight Russia. Congress is preparing a $33 billion aid package of military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine. The California Department of Finance says the state's population shrank in 2021 for the second year in a row. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Tennessee pauses executions in the state for the rest of the year and will review their lethal injections.
Lethal injection drugs must be properly tested, and Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says that did not happen in the case of Oscar Smith, whose planned execution was stopped last month an hour before he was supposed to die. While Lee did not volunteer that information at the time, he now says the drugs for Smith's execution were tested for potency and sterility, but not endotoxins. Federal public defender Kelly Henry says the failure to test for endotoxins is a violation of the protocol, and the governor did the right thing by stopping the executions because of this breach. Smith's execution was to be the first since February of 2020 due to COVID-related delays. He's one of five death row inmates set for execution by Tennessee this year. CJ Papa, Fox News.
New Zealand has begun welcoming back tourists from the U.S., Canada, Britain, Japan, and more than 50 other countries for the first time in more than 2 years after dropping most of its remaining pandemic border restrictions. Before COVID-19, more than 3 million tourists visited each year, accounting for more than 5% of the economy. R. Kelly's new lawyer is taking aim at the federal charges pending against him in Chicago.
Jennifer Bongean, the lawyer who helped free actor Bill Cosby, has filed a motion seeking to dismiss several of the pending charges against Kelly, arguing that prosecutors filed them about a decade too late. The singer is charged in Chicago's federal court with child pornography and obstruction of justice. Kelly is facing a potential life sentence in federal prison after a Brooklyn jury convicted him of racketeering. His sentencing is set for June 15th. Bongean hoped to delay his sentencing but the judge refused. His trial for the Chicago charges is set for August 1st. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow added 84, the Nasdaq plus 201, the S&P gained 23 points. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.